Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
All right. Well, let's start with you, Myla. Why did you single out a transgender student for ridicule during a recent speech you made on her campus? Did you do that?
Well, yes. First of all, wasn't a student. He had already left the university. And I make no apologies for protecting women and children who are confused about their sexual identity.
Well, I'm confused about who this is because pronouns are so important. If you call Caitlyn Jenner he or a bad person. So
yeah,
this
I
is
did
a,
it on purpose.
You did. So this is a man who...
I misgendered this person.
Right. So this is a man, born man,
who thinks that he might be a girl.
Okay.
And
you have a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with it, but I think that women and girls should be protected from having people, men who are confused about their sexual identities in their bathrooms.
That's not unreasonable.
That person who was an activist who took their own university to court to force his way into the female locker rooms had already left college by the time I gave that speech, and that was totally misreported by the press, just like they misreport everything else.
Jack, where do you stand on weirdos, Pete?
Well, it sounds like fake news.
Did you just call transgender people weirdos?
Just to fuck with him.
That's really rude.
I think you two are doing a great job with this topic. I'm going to keep going with it.
I don't really know anything. I'm just the pop star.
I just think it's sad because the same arguments that we use against gay people, treating them like aliens who just wanted to fuck anything that moved, and that's why we should avoid them at all costs.
No, I think there's a big difference.
Well, let me finish my thought, please. It's true. There's a difference without a distinction because it's using the same type of arguments. It's like when people try to compare gay and black. Yeah, they're not the same thing. No. We share an invisibility. You know, people didn't see us in society, and gay people hid out from society. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But there were a lot of the same issues that you have to deal with when you're marginalized.
We understand and now people can be discriminated against.
Well, no, that's
a
group
reasons,
that's
right?
marginalized, and so the attack. You can always find an extreme person that becomes the object of your attack to assign that to everybody. So if you say, well, that person is weird or they want to commit sexual assault, then everybody thinks all transgender people want to do is commit sexual assault.
Well, they are disproportionately involved in those kinds of crimes.
They're what?
Vastly disproportionately involved in sex crime.
Who is?
Transgender people?
Yes!
That's not
a controversial statistic.
And frankly, you're suggesting
these people are the victims of some kind of discrimination. Well, I'm saying to you, this is a psychiatric disorder.
I didn't say discrimination.
Identity disorder or like sociopathy or something. I don't want these people around little girls in Boston.
Here's what I'm saying. This is what I said. The same argument we used against gay people. You should do your homework because
it was wrong then. It's right now. Wow, that's perfectly
reasonable. No. Homosexuality was called a disorder. It was a psychological disorder.
Maybe it is. I feel pretty disordered.
Well, maybe you are.
Maybe it is.
But most homosexuals are not.
You know what?
No, I think most gays have a long road, actually. Most gays have a long road to coming to terms with their sexuality, and
yeah, because
all of them end
because
up
of the
happy
way
about
society
it.
Treats
no,
them.
Of course it isn't. Don't be ridiculous.
No, of course it's the way society treats them. If society said we're fine with gay people and it's 1890, you think in 1990 people are going to have
issues? You're being very obtuse. If I can't produce a child with the person I love, if I can't produce a child.
All I know is this. I have one quick question. I'm not a journalist, and I may just be an old spy, but you were talking about confusion. Were we talking about you?
What?
Because you sound very confused. You were talking about people being confused about their sexuality, their position in the world.
No, I'm
not. You know, I mean, I've been to Port Said in Naples, and you look like you've been there a few times. But because you seem to be very confused about who you are and what you are.
You're the one pulling your wallet out, sweetheart.
Yeah, that's right, shipmate.
Oh. No, I'm okay.
do you always have to fight with everybody?
We were having such a nice time, but you always invite such awful people on your show.
These are not...
They're so stupid.
Look at...
No, come on. You need to start inviting higher IQ guests, or this is going to be a disaster.
First of all, wait.
These are very high.
Wait, hold on, Bill. You can go fuck yourself, all right?
Yeah.
If your argument is that these people are stupid, you didn't hear a word this man said early in this segment because he can talk circles around your pathetic, douchey little ass for me.
I got it. still not my
And one last thing, and I'll let you defend. I'll let you defend it. Leslie Jones is not barely literate. Go fuck yourself again for that
one. Oh, read her Twitter feed. She can barely spell.
She can barely spell. Thoughtful person and very
woman, funny. No, excuse me. Okay. She can barely spell.
Larry, I'm a great fan of yours, man.
I'm a fan of yours.
We are all about the First Amendment here, and Milo, go for it, brother, because I think what they did to you in Berkeley was atrocious.
Wow, talk about strange bedfellows.
No, are you kidding me? Why would that be strange? He's so handsome. That wouldn't be strange bedfellows. We'd make a lovely couple. We'd make a beautiful couple. He's white, so I'd say
just,
no. But you'd make a beautiful couple.
Just shut up for one fucking second. But really, I mean, look, this is the beginning of your career. People are only just starting to hate you.
I've got so many more years.
I'm just saying, you have the potential to morph. I mean, you remind me like of a young, gay, alive Christopher Hitchens. But you got to lose that kind of shit by telling
what?
Them
they're telling because, people well, stupid. Like, they know, are being stupid.
This guy has done things that allowed you to fucking live. You know, it's just
Milo, what we will do, I don't know Larry that well. I do know Malcolm very well. Malcolm and I have debated many times. We have become friends. The four of us are going to go out and buy beer together, right? Republicans with our magic R will pay for it, okay?
Buy beer?
I don't know, because unlike the people on the panel, I have the opposite.
Milo, I have just one quick question.
Yes.
Are you the real true face of the alt-right? Because I thought the Nazis were in there. How do they take you on board?
This is one of the enduring mysteries of American media.
Oh, it's
How
a
can
mystery.
This movement be well. A anti-Semitic, white supremacist, hateful, bigoted, racist, homophobic movement, and
with
a gay Jew
pearls.
Who never shuts up about his black boyfriend is the head of it. Something's not quite right.
Yeah, except that, like, they're not all your fans. Some of them are your fans.
No, they hate me. They hate me. I'm saying this is you know, the old.
Then I like you.
They don't all hate you.
No. You see, this is what the media doesn't report. The Daily Stormer hates me. They declared holy war against me. The worst people on the very far left and the very, very far right all hate me. They all hate me.
Okay.
I think you're leaving out a lot of people.
But you're welcome here.
You see, it's a perfect.
Hey, guys, president. I'm trying.
Moving perfect example of how humor can bring people together.
Former Congressman Jack Kingston.
I don't want a question. This is going real well. I'm just going to sit here.
What evidence of voter fraud have you seen that leads you to believe Donald Trump's claims? Yeah, Donald Trump. And that guy we showed, Stephen Miller, said, I will corroborate the president 100%. 2 to 3 million people voted illegally. I mean, this is one of those alt facts that has been disproved. There have not been anywhere near these kind of amounts of people who voted illegally. You're not really on that train, are you?
There are some concerns.
Choo-choo! Oh,
1.8 million people who are dead are registered to vote.
Oh, Lord. That,
why did dead
people not
always vote Democrat?
That's not the same thing.
Can you tell me that?
No, that's not the same thing.
Why
we're talking about in-person voter fraud.
I heard there was...
The people on the rolls who are dead are not showing up to vote. That's what he said. Yes, they are.
Some of them are.
3 million? Democrat fraud. Not this Democrat fraud. A different kind of Democrat fraud.
Jack... Give me some hope.
There are 20 million people who are improperly registered, and we're concerned about those. Okay. That's a few
There were four cases of in-person voting fraud. 75% or three of them were Trump voters trying to prove there was voting fraud.
The only voter fraud was getting the American people to believe the false equivalency that Hillary and Trump were of equal horribleness.
Right. I agree. And that's the liberals.
Yeah, I agree with
that. That's
the
liberals.
She was way worse.
She's way worse. Excuse me.
Larry, should
somebody pandas to gays while taking money from Saudi Arabia? I'll take Trump any fucking day.
Wait, you'll take Russian spies over Saudis? Okay, thanks.
Actually, yeah. I probably would.
Are you American?
No.
He's not American.
Fuck off.
What did that guy say?
No. I said he could go fucking
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's different.
You like pain.
Are you kidding me?
That doesn't hurt you.
I'm going to jerk off all day over this.
Are you kidding me?
He's dishing it out.
No, look. I got two out of three. I got two out of three. Go fuck yourselves. I got one more. Come on. What do we disagree on?
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Oh, come on.
I only said it after you called me.
What do we disagree? We're going to disagree on something. I need to get a fuck you from all three.
All right. All right.
It's not going to happen.
All right. All right. Fuck you. Shut up. Larry, should comedians agree to perform at the White House Correspondents' Dinner? This is a big controversy.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Are you kidding me, Bill?
Okay. I'm reading a question.
Oh, I know. Yes.
Bill, what are you saying?
Yes. No, Bill, I mean, this is, to go along with the whole free speech thing, what an opportunity. You have Donald Trump, the president there, Donald June-ing, right? I mean, you have the opportunity to stand right next to him and do comedy? You're going to give that
up?
Of course,
it was the comedy at that event that made him run for president.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
No, there's a lot of rich irony in there.
There is.
I don't care who the comedian is. If you're asked to do that, do not turn that down. It's a great opportunity.
Okay. Malcolm, what do you think the relationship is between WikiLeaks and the Trump administration?
First off, for everyone who really thinks WikiLeaks is this, you know, free-spirited, you know, transparency organization, you can just put that to bed. They are a laundromat for Russian intelligence. Mm-hmm. They were the conduit for all of the stolen emails, and they were pretty open about it. Now, what's really funny about this is when I wrote this in my book, for the number of emails that were hacked, stolen, all the voicemails, everything for 10 months was stolen from the DNC, and then all these other things. I've done operations of a similar size. It would take 300 people working 24-hour shifts, three eight-hour watch shifts, to analyze all that data. And then they were doing these precision data dumps. Trump would talk about Pennsylvania. Within 96 hours, every email about Pennsylvania that had ever been sent to the DNC was released.
So this was one 400-pound guy in his bedroom?
No, it was 300 drunk-ass Russian guys in their bedroom. Actually working in an operations center, human intelligence officers, political warfare officers. A massive effort had to take
place. Why didn't the DNC make their computers a little more secure?
Well, like the DNC is a private entity like the RNC.
So the RNC was smart enough to take action.
No.
Well, that's what I'm hearing,
Bullshit. Let me explain very, very clear.
I worked in NSA. Did you read that?
If we want to dedicate the resources to you, we will get into your system. The Russians just decided they were working for you.
How do you know that?
That's the answer.
How do you know that?
They were working for you. The party of Ronald Reagan. Tear down the wall. The big enemy, Russia. Now they're your friend.
No, yeah. Best
party over country.
Well, that's all the more reason I should have sort of...
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.